What a beautiful and glorious occasion this is when we see two of Holy Mother the Church's children unite themselves in holy and sacred matrimony. They were two, and now they are one. Our Lord repeats this several times in the readings of today. The Gospel, and of course, St. Paul is very, very clear. And Crimson, you better remember this. He says, wives must be subject to their husbands and obey them. But he also says, husbands, you must love your husbands as Jesus Christ loves his body, the church. So it's a two-way street. And if there's any need for any violence, I will lend you my cane at a lowly price with 100% interest. Yes, it's good to be happy. You know, so many people are always miserable, and they think that being traditional is to be miserable with a dour phrase and looking down. No, 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 no. We have the Holy Catholic faith. There's nothing greater. And we are members, you are members of the Holy Catholic Church. Not everyone is here. And so I invite you to investigate it and to come and learn and become part of the Holy Church. The one mystical body of Christ. And the sacrament of matrimony is a mirror of the union between Christ and his bride, the Church, the Holy Catholic Church. And so today, we come here after much trepidation, and I understand that the last few days were really full of trepidation, including the missing flowers. But anyway, they probably are in Bradley's bathroom. But anyway, all these things that happen to us, whenever anything good or holy or important is about to happen, you will notice, if you haven't already, that there's all kinds of troubles and trepidations and fears and anxieties. Oh my goodness, so many anxieties. I know both of them have had plenty of anxieties. I've had to hear all about it. And so these things are good because they tell you that that which is about to happen is something very important, something very precious to God and to you. And that is why the Church is so very strict. What God has joined together, let no man dare split asunder. You are one until one of you decides to die, whenever that is. Hopefully not tomorrow. But you are one for life. Unto death do you part. And as such, we have blessed and you have placed on each other's hands the rings that are a symbol of the fact that you are bound to each other. Bound to each other in fidelity. Bound to each other in obedience. Bound to each other, most of all, above all, in love. Because love is that which constitutes the love of Christ. As Archbishop Sheen wrote and you read, it takes three to get married. If Jesus is not part of the equation, forget it. And we do not want to hear about a divorce. No, no. And of course, there is no divorce in the Church. You're married until death do you part. So we give thanks to God for this great blessing. We have for months prepared for this event, sometimes long distance, from wherever it is in Alabama, and, you know, Our Lady of the Shoals or whatever, and here at St. Stephen. And of course, every pious young Catholic man, and, you know, a lot of them there are, don't think that they're not, and I was told just before the wedding, I said, well, I guess you can't turn me into a priest. I said, oh, really? First of all, I never thought you were supposed to be a priest. You're supposed to be a good, holy man. It doesn't mean that those who are not priests are supposed to be evil and sinful. No, you are supposed to be a good, holy man. And the bride is supposed to be a good, holy woman. Now, if God wants you to be a priest or a nun, He will take care of it. Bye-bye. We'll have a nice requiem mass for you. But in the meantime, you're there. You're stuck for life. Until death do you part. I'm glad I'm making you smile and relax because you've had enough difficulties as it was. And everything always is united. Everything holy is united with difficulties because what you're doing is very holy. And of course, you give an example to all of us, to the whole world, to those who are here, in particular to those who are not part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, outside of which there is no salvation. That is what the Church teaches, and we have not changed a thing. We may allow English for some things, but we have not changed anything of the holy Catholic faith. It is the same as it was on the day St. John the Evangelist died. And now he's in the nativity scene, but nobody can find out who he is. Anyway, remember who he is. The beloved disciple of our Lord. And what does that tell us? The beloved disciple. Friendship. There is no higher emotion on this earth than holy friendship. And some people will say, what about the sacrament of matrimony? Hold it a minute. Get your wheels in gear. Matrimony is supposed to be the holiest of friendship. You are to be of one mind, of one heart, of one action. Loving each other, reverencing each other, and together worshiping God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you are supposed to have children, if God so wills. Not always is there children, because God has His own plans. But if there are children, and of course some of us here in our parish have 10, 11 children. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Let's hope you can do the same. And hopefully one of them will be named after me. So far, 40 years as a priest and not one. Anyway, what can I say? People are so selfish. The heck with a priest. So, anyway, you're supposed to increase and multiply. That's what God said to Adam and Eve. And boy, have they ever. How many billions and billions there have been since then. We are all the children of Adam and Eve, born in original sin, cleansed in the baptism, the waters of baptism of original sin, fed by the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in the holy sacrament of the Eucharist, as you will be at the moment of communion. And of course, I remind you, those of you who are not Catholic or in the state of grace cannot go to communion. If you do, you will be committing a great sin against God and you will be punished. Don't play with God. And don't play with me either. I have a king. But the children that you will have, that God will permit you to have, are supposed to increment not only human society, but especially Holy Mother of the Church. And in the meantime, you will go through life with all its vicissitudes and troubles, sufferings, but as many loves and joys. And at the end of your lives, you will bid each other adieu and help each other to heaven by your prayers and the offerings of holy masses for the soul of the departed. And so tonight, as we celebrate this sacred sacrament of matrimony, I bless you and I encourage you to be holy. I encourage you to be faithful to God and to each other. I encourage you to be loving and considerate and kind. Yes, the man is the head of the family, but that does not excuse him to be nasty and ugly and to be a tyrant. And the woman is the neck of the family. That does not encourage her to do whatever she wants. You are bound to each other. To each other. Not one only, but to each other. And so remember these words. They will serve you well in these days in which we prepare to celebrate the wondrous birth of the Son of God at Christmas, at midnight, in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. We commend all of you, and especially you, Anthony, Philip, and Grandson Don, to him, the baby Jesus, in the portal of Bethlehem. And I commend all of you to be faithful to Christ, to love Christ, to obey Christ, just as they must. I had a sermon prepared that was going to last 6 hours, but I'm running out of time. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.